смысле, определить эту техническую являюсь в этом вдохновении, насколько характеристика от нас.
Even in the early days, like 74, even by that time, whether that was born in 1970, we were already talking about how that feeling that we felt in 1970 now it's not the same.
И уже в 1975 году, когда мне все прошло, мы всегда вспоминали уже проблемы с тем, вот, мы думали, куда же это все доходило, когда мы были первыми странами.
And we used to always think, what was that that he was saying?
No, the same thing. He was saying that he was doing.
There was some kind of voice, special kind of music that we were facing, that it was so powerful.
И очень многочисленная
вещь в доме. И также было очень сильное ощущение от этой мысли, но также какое-то очень глубокое осознание приходило в такой короткий период. Хотя это было очень новое, но какое-то очень глубокое осознание.
Не только это особенно новое приходило. Вместе с ним и достаточно глубокая реализация, несмотря на молодость, стремление, и метод, как культура, определенный духовный опыт,
социальный эксперимент, социальный эксперимент, социальный эксперимент.
Особенно когда сильно начинает принимать это имя, не чувствует это особенно.
And even still to this day, those who are from my generation,
до сих пор мы приняли поколение
But I think it's mainly a combination of two or three different factors. Number one, this is pretending to have to do it. Very
important.
Ladies and gentlemen, the
city.
And they were desiring so much that this movement would spread in every part of the world. So now they were giving special power to the public house. Special empowerment, just the author.
И в то время они давали смотреть, как много мира, как много магнитных сил, информации. Поэтому он
So for this reason, there was this very special need and experience for all the early devotees. But the second factor is also necessary. Who are the persons who are experiencing
this?
why we were there.
It
changed. Even when I was there, I was wondering why I'm here. How did it become so perfect?
Part of that is how the past of the world, you know, the community, yeah, moving in the world,
and I know that in every country where this movement is initially being established, Krishna is arranging for such person to come to be part of this beginning stage. So why do persons such as yourself, myself, and so many others, why do you have this
opportunity?
This is clearly explained in much of the speculation. There is a defining state, but that view is a continuous process from one to the other. And I know that there was very deep connection with bhakti in all of you. I know this because also when I hear your stories and all original devotees' stories, I see the same thing there, hiding your Krishna in the Krishna in their life. So this is the arrangement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Prabhupada said this when he said and he said, my Guru Maharaj has sent all of you. And that some kind of samsara, this is called samsara, some kind of samsara we have. So by this we were able to have such good fortune to be involved with this movement at that time. And by this samsara, more deeper and deeper samsara will be created. And then, at that point, one meets the creator directly. And you have all met. You have met this good devotee several times in your life. Even though you haven't physically seen him, you have met him. His presence was in you. His presence was in you and in your heart. Otherwise, you could not have done what you did.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
I know what you experienced because I didn't see color cards for 1 year when I was in the
village.
And I had that same experience. So really, I feel that you are not anything other than his
disciple.
You say that you have your connection with Prabhupada, which is direct connection with him in your heart. And you will see that that connection will always be very deep for you. Just like, I have, Guru Prabhupada is my deep guru, and also my deep guru, but since he disappeared from this world, I have been so thankful to get Sutta and Sutta Guru more than once, by two different, it's a very elevated darkness. And both of these personalities were all dear, dear friends of some kind. So I see Prabhupada in them. I see him in them. And I see how through their teachings, how deeper relationship and deeper understanding of what Prabhupada has given. So I know that this is Siddha Siddha Maharaj, he says that we will eventually enter the land of beauty. The land of
beauty.
Land of the Jews. Land of the Jews. There is this land of the Jews where everyone there is a Jew. He said that in the beginning we will see only a Jew in one particular
place.
When he said a Jew is born, we will see that earth. This means sending you Jews, you're sending different persons. And when we enter into the highest state, then we will be in connection with that abode, that land, where all the are worshipable. Even the land, the trees, and the water, they are all Jews.
And the land,
because all are drawing our attention towards the center. So this is how we have to come to this frame. And we will have to develop a broader conception of the
world.
I was living in California, after in a place in the mountains.
Very similar.
There, you know, there was even smaller population than here. There was only maybe 200 people in that little village called Dodger. So after there, in 1980, the Devotees left the, it's about 2 hours from the, no, 4 hours from Los Angeles. The Devotees left the Los Angeles community, and they were also searching for a place in the mountains, which would be safe in case there was any war and things like that.
Thank you.
Many different devotees have come and gone, really. Very few of the original. When I moved there, it was 1986. I lived there for 4 years, from 86 to 1990. And I came with one day to develop a nice spiritual community. But the 80s was a difficult time in America for the movement. Similar to what you're experiencing now here. And so the devotees, they were all separated and not the spiritual atmosphere was really bad. At that time I was married and I had one house and I would always try to invite the devotees and have programs. And for some weeks, devotees would be enthusiastic, and months and months would go by, and they would all be leaving this, doing that. But then, after I moved away, maybe like by 1992, then a few very senior Prabhupada disciples moved here, and then somehow the community started to grow. And gradually it grew, and there was about 150 devotees living in Australia, children and families and everything. So during that time, around 93, 94, I was, from that point on, I was always just feeling my own way. I was in India, I was traveling with them. So when he came on his first tour to America in 1996, then in 1996, when he came to America on his first world tour, I arranged for him to go there for that tour. And there were also many, many senior devotees who lived there, all types of disciples. So when he came there, all the children there, most of them were not initiated, and some of them were 10 years old, some 15, some 20, all different ages. And so many of those children, they immediately fell in love with him. And the parents fell in love with him. And now that place, he's been there 5 times. In the last 5 years, every year. And when he goes there, now they have a big, like a temple, outdoor temple, without walls, that they built there, and about 300-400 people come and they're all hearing Hare Katha from him for 1 week. And under his and almost everyone, all the younger generation, they've all taken initiation from him. And I've seen the spiritual transformation, such wonderful spiritual development in those, especially the teenage youth. Mm-hmm. And there's no institution, all it is, it's just a very nice community of devotees. And they have their own school for children, started under the guidance of Srila Narayana. So I saw that what I was trying to do in that community, it wasn't possible. But when such a great enlightenment comes there, then Krishna arranges and everything happens. So this place I feel so much reminded of what I mean. He's named that place Nivrava. The place does to have no spirit in them. I think you have it reversed. This is It is like this. The Muslim mountain. No, it's not. Vrindavan asked me about that yesterday. I've seen some photos of that village called Saksha. It's very beautiful. And I know that the devotees have built houses in the land. Srila Narayana went there on his first tour for the last. He met with one of these figures who were living there at that time. And they had some very nice discussions, and they had a nice temple to visit with them. I don't know, I can't say how many, I don't know so much about it. But I can find out more information if you like. It seems like a few of you are curious about that stuff, interested. Thank you. safety. They were abused and we have a whole book just here. And now we have it in Russian. Yes, he comes from but now we have in Russian also. We can
Yeah.
It's called Mission. Very big Mission. They've had that misconception ever since started possible. We've also got a second book, which we can also show you. And for the first time, the Russian devotees are going to hear the real, for the first time, the Russian devotees are now going to hear the real history of what actually happened and what the Islam leaders did. We have it on computers here now. But I'm telling them, so if they know anyone that has computer, we can also give it in this.
Okay.
And right now, Vasudhana Prabhu and Lila Madhava, they are editing these books in the computer. Yeah, I also love them so much. Now they're hyped, they are completely, and also Chakrasana, they're fun. Tell how much they're so much feeling, so much missing from feeling around. I know what you are feeling. We will talk about this together while I'm here. But I will tell you that he is my godmother, and I also love him. And I know that Prabhupada also loves him. So whatever is happening, it is temporary.
But in the first
Only if you know how it comes around.
You think the Krishna is not much different.
Sometimes these things can take more than one life to work themselves out.
In a couple of months, I was given another little bit because we are trying to find a nothing to tell you about your mind. Thank you. Thank you.
So by driving, how many minutes did you go?
How many minutes?